Jeff Foster is an advanced placement government and politics teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. After the tragedy that occurred at his school in February of 2018, many students credited Mr. Foster with giving them the tools that inspired the Never Again movement and spawned the March for Our Lives. Jeff Foster has now written a book, For Which We Stand, How Our Government Works and Why It Matters, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
What brought you to want to take on this project and write the book for this particular audience?
I've always thought I was write a textbook or a book for a younger audience. I have two younger kids. I have a 9-year-old and a 14-year-old. Like you said, with all the events that happened at our school, it sort of thrust me into the spotlight a little bit more than obviously I had before. And not that I wanted any spotlight, and I wish we could take back the event that day, and everybody feels the same way as I do from our community, obviously. But meeting certain people and having the opportunity and having Scholastic reach out to me and say, you know, you've been recommended by a few people. Would you, you know, consider this? It was a great opportunity, and I jumped at it, and that's basically the genesis. I was on vacation at my sister's house in Georgia, just like taking in the sights, and I got the phone call, and I said, hold on, I got to take this call. And, you know, 2 days later, we had the outline for the book, and I started writing the second I got home.
So the idea, yeah, of course, is to write a book, a general knowledge book on government, on how our government works, and as the subtitle says, and why it matters. So how do you lay that out, and how is that even perhaps different than what you teach the kids in your course?
You know, I think the why it matters part is the most important part to me. You know, again, being involved with the kids and seeing, you know, the impact that they had on not only, you know, their own generation, but other generations as well, and it's still having to this day, is what really inspired me. And the way I laid it out is I did it, you know, the way I sort of teach class in terms of, you know, the order of how things work. But again, we got to the part about, you know, how you can be an activist, how you can make a difference from the easiest thing you can do to vote, from the most difficult thing you can do is run for office, obviously, and everything in between. That was the most important part to me. And I wanted to just make sure that everybody, no matter if you're, you know, 5 years old and you're, you know, walking down the street holding a sign, or you're 18-year-old and you're going to vote for the first time, or you're 83 years old and you're contributing to a candidate. You know, there's so many things we could do as citizens. And the biggest issue we have as a country, you know, for all our freedoms and everything we say, everybody, you know, people have been, you know, jumping on rafts and jumping over fences for years to try to get into this country for that freedom. Right. We don't take advantage of that freedom because we allow others to dictate to us, you know, what laws are passed and what social norms are. And we have the ability to change that if we vote, we pay attention, we hold people accountable.
One of the things that I have found fascinating over the last 4 years or so is that I thought I knew quite a bit about government. I thought I knew my civics. I thought that I did well in a course very similar to yours, and I had a sense of what was going on. What I've realized is that I know nothing, because all of the things that I thought would protect us aren't. So with that in mind, and not trying to be a smart aleck about it, but how does that play into telling students, okay, this is our government and how it works and how it should work? There's a difference there, isn't there?
Yeah, I think what you're saying is what I just alluded to, the fact that there are mechanisms in place to control people, to control groups, to control political parties, et cetera. But again, by us acquiescing to them and allowing them to do whatever they want to do and not holding them accountable and rubber stamping them back in to their position year after year after year, especially at the national level, we've sort of allowed it to get away from us a little bit. And that's the big issue. We've allowed, you know, instead of this majoritarian government that we're supposed to have, this participatory government, we've fallen into what's called a pluralist government, which means small groups controlling policies in this country. And as you know, I'm sure since you're a good student in government, you know, those interest groups, and the interest groups are the ones that are making a difference because they're the ones that are paying attention every day. And we were intimately, you know, my kids, I taught it one day and they were being exposed to it the next day as we watched the NRA, you know, literally shoot down attempt after attempt to try to change gun laws in this country.
It has to be for you. I mean, obviously, and you alluded to this, the tragic events that happened at your school, and the next day, your students are basically worldwide ambassadors and are activists and are talking about these issues, and they're mad, and they're upset, and they continue to be. And what do you think it is that you and your other fellow and your colleagues were able to bring these kids that they were ready in a flash to be able to become the citizens that they were to speak up and say, because quite frankly, and I don't mean this as a diss to anybody else, but we didn't really see that kind of activism come out of other schools.
No, we didn't. I mean, I think it was like the perfect storm. I think we had, collectively an incredible group of kids, a diverse group of kids. They were almost, out of central casting. And the ironic thing about that is that people thought they were actually, actors at one point. But a lot of them are drama kids. A lot of them.
Alex Jones. Now.
Right. Well, I don't know. I've dealt with a lot of people, but he was definitely at the top of the list. But, a lot of them were in the drama department. A lot of them were part of MSD News, And then, of course, my class always pushing the political lights. They just, they had the information at their fingertips. They had the ability to not be afraid of the stage. And because they were so impacted by what happened, I mean, they really saw people dying in front of them, their classmates, their teachers, their coaches, that they were spurred on to take action. And frankly, I do get some of the credit. I don't want to take any of the credit for it. I gave them tools necessary to do this, but they're the ones who went out and did it on their own. It was very organic. I mean, I was there for help. I wasn't at like the initial meeting, but they were calling on me for advice, and they used what they learned in my class, and they gave me a lot of credit. But I definitely will self-deflect and say that they, were the ones that did it. But I was happy to help organize the march in Washington and get as many kids there from our school as possible. I think we got over 1,000 kids to Washington, D.C. for free, through people reaching out, throughout the nation and the world to help us out. So it was a crazy whirlwind for a couple of months, and it still is. I mean, the kids aren't they're still, well-known in the social media. They're obviously not on the news every night, but they're still active, and they're still working their rear ends off to try to get policies passed to benefit what they think should happen. So, and of course, election year, the thing they segue to the second summer, or the first summer, excuse me, was to get out people to vote. And you can see, and I hope it will reflect this time, that the young vote will be up, tremendously this presidential election. Because in the midterm, it went up, and it did impact the election, but I would really like to see it make a big impact in the election. And if it does that, then other people and other age groups will see, hey, if we can get participation up, we can make things happen. We can get those elected. And then hopefully, if the new people that get elected don't do what they're supposed to do, we'll hold them accountable, we'll put in the next people. I'm a big proponent, and I say this in class every year, and this is trying not to be deferential to my friends that are in Congress now. I would like to see all 535 voted out. I know that's impossible in a year because only one-third of senators are up, but let's flip the whole Congress over, give someone else a shot, and they don't do it, let's flip it over again. Let's start holding people accountable. That's what I want to stress. That's the one thing I do stress, and again, it's up to us as a citizenry to do that, to say, hey, congressman, enter your congressman's name here. You're doing a great job. I want to keep you. Or congressman, you're not doing what I elected you to do. I'm going to vote you out.
One of the things that I found fascinating about your students, and you, of course, are giving them the tools. You're giving them the information. You are telling them in your class, as is your job, to teach them about our government. But they also come at this with the skill of social media, knowing how to use it, knowing how to get their friends interested, and that's a fascinating part of the perfect storm as well.
And I think that's part of your previous question. Absolutely. I mean, whether it was Sandy Hook or whether it was Columbine, that didn't exist to that degree back then. And you're right; these kids are savvy. They know what they're doing. They can organize in a minute. I mean, it's no different than us as teachers. If I want to, if I change an assignment right now, I can reach out to my entire class through my phone, through an app that they're all signed up on, and they'll know instantaneously, like, hey, this is due tomorrow instead of today, or hey, we're going to, say we're all going to go vote today. I like to take the kids to to early vote, and we all meet somewhere and we take the picture together because it's their first time voting. And if I had to change something last minute because, say, something happened to one of my girls at home, I could say, guys, we're going to cancel today. We'll do it tomorrow. And I'll still have 180 kids show up tomorrow. So, yeah, there's no question. Their ability to use social media at their advantage to, again, and your goal as anybody that's an activist, anybody that's trying to change policy is to influence people. And that's just another tool in their arsenal for sure.
Yes, you say in the conclusion that the world has never been more complicated than it is right now, but it's also never been easier to stay connected, to get involved, and to make a difference, which, of course, is what you've seen with your kids. Even the students that you're teaching now, does it still come up? I mean, is that sort of the tragedy that happened at that school, is that always somewhere in the baseline, in the DNA of what you're doing?
You know, this is our final year with the kids that were actually present that day. The freshmen that year, and it happened in the freshman building, although there were other, you know, grades in that building, it still was a predominant freshman building that year, and they're all seniors this year. So I have those kids this year, and we had most deaths were from this class, this ninth grade class. It's still very much in the fabric of the school. And even over the last days, I was fortunate enough to moderate two of the debates in Parkland the last two nights for the mayor candidates and the city commission candidates. And invariably, you're right, it gets like woven through the questions about safety. And, you know, we were talking about whether or not the police force should be changed. And, you know, it goes back to that day. And anytime anybody says, you know, February 14th, you know, you don't think about parts and candies anymore. And that's a really sad thing. But I mean, it keeps you grounded. And frankly, it makes you reflect a lot about it. I mean, we've gotten better. We've healed. But the kids are still hurting. Adults are still hurting. And even though, one thing bothered us as a staff recently, we did hear from somebody, but I just kind of conveyed to you that this is our last group of kids. So someone said, great, we won't have to deal with this anymore next year. Mm. And about five of us were taken aback and like, wait a minute, we're still going to be here. You know,
right.
It'll be easier for us because we won't have to, you know, send kids to the wellness center every third day for whatever triggers them that day. But, you know, this will be with us for forever. And ultimately, just when, you know, I was a college kid until now, I heard Columbine and know what Columbine does. And very rarely, if someone asks me where I work, if I say Stoneman Douglas, and I pause for a second and say, hey, were you there that day? You know, we pick our spots and what we're going to call. For a while, we were just not telling people we worked there because it was too painful to talk about it every third day.
Are you still triggered?
Somewhat. I mean, just the other night, I'll give you a really quick story. I had a dream about my friend Scott Beagle. He was one of the teachers who died there. And I guess just mentioned it the other night because, again, it's not an everyday conversation, but because it came up during the debate, I woke up in the middle of the night and Scott was like speaking to me in my dream. And I'm sitting up out of my bed. My wife's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I just saw Scott in the dream. She's like, well, how did that happen? And, you know, I played it back in my head. I'm like, oh, yeah, we were talking about the event last night. So that had to have something. You know, dreams are strange to analyze, but I'm sure that was absolutely what happened. So I don't think I'm not as panicky as I used to be. There's not as much anxiety. We've done a really good job at the school changing fire drills. We don't have alarms go off anymore. For a while, unfortunately, at the school that first year back, there were a lot of false alarms, and the kids were, you can imagine how that was. I mean, kids were just shaking in their seats.
Right.
And that was very difficult to deal with. But we've done everything we can as a community, as a school, as a security force at that school there to try to make sure the kids are protected as best we can. But ultimately, you know, the demons will be there for a lot of those kids for the rest of their lives.
You know the rap, of course, which is that the kids today are not taught enough when it comes to civics and about government and politics. How do you feel about that? And what do you think? I mean, this book obviously goes into a market where it is badly needed, where it's something that, that many kids need because they don't get it elsewhere. What do you think about that rap of kids not knowing enough about government and about our founding and ultimately, as you said early on, of that all important why it matters?
Yeah, it's a fair assessment. That from the kids that have purchased the book and talked to me to the adults, my friends, my colleagues, you know, old friends from high school and college that have called me and said, I'm relearning this. I didn't realize I didn't know so much. I mean, ultimately, there's so many distractions in the world right now. And the one thing I used to blame this a lot in class, and it's kind of ironic now because I heard they just canceled the show or about to cancel the show. I used to blame the Kardashians for everything. You know, I would say, you know, you should know this, but you're too busy keeping up with the Kardashians. So therefore, and then I was told by somebody that they're actually canceling their show this year. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to segue and not blame the Kardashians anymore. But people are so, I mean, my own children, you know, we monitor what they do and what they watch, but they're obsessed with YouTube like every other kid in this country. And I mean, if we could get kids to, you know, get their eyes off the computer, which is essentially just an extra babysitter for parents right now that are very busy, and I got that, and get them to understand, you know, that there's a lot out there for them, and this stuff could be, I'm not a fatalist to think like our government is deteriorating around us, but there's no question that the day-to-day goings-on that affect us have been taken from us as a citizenry, and we have the ability to take that back. And again, that's one of the reasons why I took up this challenge of this book, because when I did a little research when I first was called, I saw that this book didn't exist out there. And I said, this is a perfect time. My kids are this age. When I was writing it, I would look to them sometimes and say, can you understand this? Because, you know, trying to take it, not that I was dumbing anything down, but I wanted to make sure that people from 9 to 90 could understand. I didn't want to write it for 18-year-old college-bound kids. So it was nice to have those extra editors in my house to let them know, like, no, Dad, I'm not sure what that word means. And that was beneficial. So it actually, you know, everything kind of was lined up perfectly for me writing the book and me having, like, again, two in-house editors to say, yes, I understand how that works. And now here we are, you know, after it's written, and I got my father, who's 78, calling me, asking me trivia questions on the book, like, to see if I actually read it. I'm like, Dad, I do know that Buchanan was the only guy who didn't have a wife when he was in the White House. He goes, oh, you did write that, huh? I'm like, yeah, I did, Dad.
ever proud, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes.
Jeff Foster is an advanced placement government and politics teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. He is the author of the new book, For Which We Stand, How Our Government Works and Why It Matters. The book is published by Scholastic. Jeff Foster, a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very much for sharing with us.
Thanks for having me today.
Be well. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is For Which We Stand, How Our Government Works and Why It Matters. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.